Movies and Musicals with Aideen Gormley.
And so to one of the big releases in cinemas this weekend. Sinners is an American period supernatural horror film written, produced and directed by Ryan Coogler, set in the South in the 1930s. The film stars Michael B. Jordan in a dual role as twin brothers who return to their hometown but are faced with a greater evil.
We've been gone a long time. We back now.
You're twins?
Nah, we cousins.
There are legends of people with the gift of making music so true it can conjure spirits from the past.
Will somebody take me in your eyes?
But it also can pierce the veil between life and death.
Listen here. This ain't no house party.
Y'all ready to drink? Y'all ready to sweat till y'all stink?
You keep dancing with the devil. One day he's gonna follow you home.
You got us a problem now.
What the hell going on?
Oh, we heard tale of a party.
This world already left you for dead.
I can save you from your fate.
You don't need no saving.
Yes, you do.
And you are?
I am.
Your way out.
A clip there from Sinners, which is the fifth feature film Ryan Coogler and his longtime friend and former University of Southern California Film School contemporary Ludvig Göransson have made together. Yes, our composer Ludvig Göransson has scored all of Coogler's previous features, including Fruitvale Station, Creed, Black Panther and Black Panther Wakanda Forever. He is a two-time Oscar winner for his work on the 2018 superhero film Black Panther. Ludvig Göransson won the Academy Award for Best Original Score and the Grammy Award for Best Score Soundtrack for Visual Media. He went on to score the second Black Panther film, 2022's Wakanda Forever, achieving a nomination for the Academy Award for Best Original Song for Lift Me Up, performed by Rihanna. His work then on Christopher Nolan's epic biopic Oppenheimer earned him his first BAFTA Award, as well as a Golden Globe Award and a second win at the Academy Awards. I caught up with Ludvig Göransson earlier this week. Ludvig Göransson, greetings from Ireland and welcome to Movies and Musicals.
Thank you, Aideen. It's great to talk to you.
Well, this is a film filled with music, isn't it? I know when it came to Oppenheimer, you know, Christopher Nolan suggested that the violin would be your starting point. With Sinners, it's all about the electric guitar and the blues. Can you fill us in a little on the early conversations with director Ryan Coogler about your approach here?
Yeah, I mean, while Ryan was writing this film, he kept telling me, like, how crazy is it that I'm writing a movie about a guitar player and you're a guitar player. we've been friends for 15 years and we've been working for a long time together. So it's very special for me to be working on a movie like this, especially not just guitar, but also it's about music. It's almost like a musical, you know, the way that the music is ingrained and shot into this story of the film. Is so special.
In a way, there are two forms of traditional music here. We've African American blues, but then very unexpectedly, especially I think for Irish audiences, you've an awful lot of Irish folk music. Tell me about making that choice.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. When I read the script and it had, you know, Rocky Road to Dublin there, and you know, talking about the head Remick, the head vampire, having being of Irish heritage, I thought it was so beautiful and so special, and getting to work on that type of music was also new for me. my partner Serena, who's the music executive producer on this film, has also Irish heritage on her dad's side. So it was, you know, she was heavily involved in this, making this music happen too. And one of the first things that we did was to try to make our own spin on Rocky Road to Dublin, because it's obviously is such a classic. And you've heard it a lot of times, and we had this idea of making this kind of ethereal, emotional intro. So we contacted this beautiful Shano singer named Jarla Leonard to help us with making this kind of Shano style intro, where Jack really gets this moment, this emotional make this emotional statement.
Oh, no better man than Jarla Leonard to advise you on that. And it's a most unexpected. I don't want to spoil it for people who haven't seen it yet, but it's quite the version. You would have been pally, of course, with Cillian Murphy making Oppenheimer. Would you have chatted music with him and Irish music?
yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's funny. Yeah, I guess it's two for two on this one. It's like, yeah.
I mean, with Black Panther, your first Oscar winner, I know your research for that film, Ludwig, was so extensive in terms of African music and instrumentation. A lot of research here into sort of the blues of the 1930s. Where did it take you?
Yeah, one of the first things that I did with was to go on a little blues research trip. Ryan and I went to Memphis to go on a blues trail trip, and I also invited my dad to that. My dad, who is a blues guitar player and has been playing blues his whole life, he bought his first blues album in 1965, was John Lee Hooker. And my dad is obviously my mentor and my guitar teacher. So this going to Mississippi has been a dream of my dad's. So being able to bring him along on this journey and have a very, you know, it was a very an emotional experience. And yeah, we drove around to Clarksdale, we drove to Indianola. We got to see some incredible sights, and you know, being at the grounds where this music was created was incredibly emotional and had a big impact on the music in the film.
It's quite something, you know, because I've been playing film soundtracks for many, many years here, and I think I'm pretty good at spotting, you know, a particular composer's sound. I think the biggest compliment I can pay you is that you don't have a typically recognizable sound. Every project you do is so different. Is that something you consciously strive to do?
No, it's not. It's it's funny because I think my parents just said the same thing. It's like, oh, this movie, it sounds different from anything you've done before, and I don't feel the same way that it doesn't feel different. Like, this obviously it's a different film, but like the sound doesn't feel different to me.
Okay. One of the things I loved in your Oscars acceptance speech for Oppenheimer was that you thanked the musicians who believed in the score, poured themselves into it. I think that must have been so appreciated, but you know, you really do get great musicians on board, and that's really important to you.
It is really important to work with the right musicians, and especially for this one, we have so many original songs in the film that are very important. And to have the right people to be able to write a blues song that you know, maybe could have been written in the 30s, or, you know, that was very... But it also needs to sound modern. And so finding the right instrumentalists and artists and songwriters to be able to do that, you know, I was fortunate enough to work with Rafael Sadiq and Brittany Howard to be able to make these songs in the film, and also some incredible musicians on the score. I worked with Kingfish, Eric Gales. I had Lars Ulrich from Metallica play drums on the score. It was very special.
Well, Ludwig, sadly our time is up, but now that you've encountered so much Irish music, will you come and visit us sometime and spend a little more time with us here on the show?
Yes, please, whenever you have me.
That'd be great. Congratulations, Ludwig. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you so much, Aidan.
movies and musicals with Aideen Gormley.